My donor number is 10540. Hello, I am 6 feet, 2 inches tall, and have a medium build. I have brown hair and brown eyes, my skin color is fair, and my mother's ethnic origin is Scottish, and my father's ethnic origin is German-Irish.
Great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm going to start with some questions about you, and then move on to a few questions about the donor program.
Awesome.
All right. All right. So the first question is this. Are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you got going on?
Yeah, I'm a student, so right now I'm studying journalism and mass communications, but kind of with a focus in public relations. So I'm very interested in kind of the intersection between communications on a mass level, like, you know, press releases, that kind of a thing, and telling, like, intensely personal stories on social media or in news stories, that kind of a thing. So kind of a hybrid of digital public relations and traditional public relations. That's what I'm interested in.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay, so in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Oh, gosh. Well, I also have a minor in fashion, so I think that if I can blend those two, you know, somehow work in-house public relations, social media management for a large fashion magazine or brand or something like that, I think that would make my heart really happy.
That's great. Oh, that sounds really cool. Okay, how about growing up? Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have 2 younger brothers and a younger sister.
Oh, cool. How's your relationship like with them?
It's really great. My family, my 2 younger brothers just came out and visited me last weekend. It was really lovely to see them. I hadn't seen them in a while. I'm from out of state, so it was really nice to see them because I hadn't, you know, been able to give them a tour of, you know, what I'm doing. I got to show them a bunch of food that they're not used to, so that was exciting.
Yeah.
My younger brother is extremely picky, and the other one is like, you can order whatever you're ordering, just order that for me. And that was great, but the one who was picky, it was like, okay, we'll take all the red onions off of your chicken taco, I guess.
That's fine. There you go. Okay, how about your parents? Would you say that they gave you any morals or values when you were younger that you still see in yourself today?
Oh my gosh, yeah. My mom is super, super compassionate, and I think that her empathy and, you know, personal, like, interpersonal relation skills is something that I've definitely picked up on. And then my dad is, like, he's a very big talker. He was a professor at a university, so he's used to standing on a lecture stage and speaking to students at great length, and he would sometimes speak to me at great length, and I've definitely picked up on that in my storytelling sensibilities. I like to give a lot of context, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, I'm the same kind of way, so I get that. All right, so when you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, man, I'm a kind of person who acquires like creative outlets very, very quickly. So over the pandemic, I picked up bass guitar and I started learning that. And then I picked up a little drum machine and I started working on that. And just recently, I've gotten really into graphic design, like Photoshop and that kind of stuff. And it's been really nice to work at that and have something to, you know, kind of just turn my brain off and make something creative and cool. And apart from that, I'm also an actor, so I work in the local theater program here and doing some Shakespeare stuff. It's really fun.
That's cool. All right, so how about movies? What kind of genres do you like, or do you have particular favorites?
Oh my gosh, it really fluctuates because I'm kind of half like film bro. You know, I really like the like classic, like, if you like movies, you must like these movies. But then at the same time, I'm also huge into my roommates and I just watched all the Twilight movies, and that was a really intense experience. So we kind of go back and forth between like art house stuff and then like The Hunger Games. So there's a really big back and forth there.
That's cool.
A wide swath.
Yeah. So how about music? Is there a certain type that you're into? Or if it's easier to answer, is there any type of music that you don't enjoy?
I am a big jazz fan. My dad, I grew up listening to all sorts of jazz, you know, like 1965. That's like my favorite era. But apart from that, you know, I like classic rock. I like some hip-hop, some dance music. I really like it all. I don't have a preference. like pre-2000s country music. I'm a big Willie Nelson fan, that kind of a thing. Yeah. I like it.
That's great. How about favorite foods? You mentioned some stuff with your brothers. What do you like?
Oh, man. It's all pasta. All I eat is pasta, I swear. It's honestly, it's an issue, actually, because I got really good at making, like, 4 pasta dishes, and I kind of just, like, rotate through those, even though it's just a different sauce, and I'm still, like, eating too many carbohydrates. It's really not that different, but, yeah, kind of need to figure out some variety for myself.
Yeah, all right, so if you had to move away from pasta, where would you lean?
Oh, my gosh. I really like Mediterranean food. Like, I could eat hummus probably every day, and I usually do. So I'm kind of living the dream on that front. It's basically pasta and hummus. That's kind of the cornerstones of my diet right now.
All right, well, there you go. When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you enjoy reading?
I love the Game of Thrones books, actually. I got the Game of Thrones books 2 Easters ago, and I finished all of them in like 8 months or something, and then when I finished the 5th book, I immediately started reading the 1st book again, and now I'm almost done with the 5th book for a 2nd time. So I really love those. It's very nice to, it's really nice to, when I like to read, I don't, not that I don't like want to think, but it's nice to escape into like a reality which is very, it does a lot of the thinking for you. It's very descriptive, and I really like how much effort is put into the words, and it's nice to sit and imagine, have a coffee in the morning, that kind of a thing.
Nice, nice. All right, so how about traveling? What's one of the better trips you've been on?
Oh, I love New York, honestly. My family and I go to New York City whenever we get the chance. I love the shopping there, love the fashion there, the culture, the shows, the food, go on and on. I think that's where I would like to live once I'm done with college. But yeah, I love New York City. I don't, no particular trips stick out in like in particular, but kind of just the experience of going there with my family, you know, walking through the streets, looking around, lots of people watching, that's one of our favorite activities.
Cool. Okay, so are there any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on so far?
I don't think so. I think we got them all, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so we got a few donor program questions now. Okay. The first one is, what made you want to be a donor?
Oh, I just love the opportunity to help people, you know, start a family. I think that that's really, you know, I don't know particularly what I want to do with my future, but I would, it makes me happy knowing that I can help people who do want to know what they want to do with their future. That makes me really happy. I like helping people.
That's great, and we obviously appreciate that very much, so thank you. What are some of your thoughts about a possible future contact with an offspring?
I would be completely open with that. I think that would be wonderful. I want to see if they look like me, so, you know.
Sure.
See if I passed on the good looks.
Perfect. There you go. Okay, and the last question is this. Is there anything you want to say to the recipients of your donations?
Oh, my goodness. I hope that my donation helps to make your life much more full than it is now. I hope that you have a ton of happiness and an abundance of joy in your life.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much again for taking the time to be here. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
We wish you the best going forward.
Thanks so much.
All right.